Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Butte's Liberal Culture Club invited the Reverend George D. Wolfe to speak. The title assigned him, After the Saloon, What? Reverend Wolfe began, "The Standard Dictionary says a saloon is a place devoted to the retailing and drinking of intoxicating liquors, a grog shop. Grog is defined as intoxicating liquor of any kind. Intoxicant is defined as alcohol, opium, or hashish." Reverend Wolfe continued, "It cannot be too frequently repeated that all modern science asserts that alcohol is a deadly nerve paralyzer that cannot be used by man without damage to his entire being. And this is the deadly, cursed, damning, dangerous thing which was sold in saloons. But is that all a saloon is for? No, it is much more than that. It is the resort of every bad, vicious, degrading thing in the community. In it, the white slaver has his headquarters, the panderer his rendezvous, where the pickpocket is at home." So, but there are those who tell me, no, it was a poor man's club. And yes, it was. And yes, it was. It was the club that took away his brains and drove his wife to despair. A club with dues and fees so high that it made him poor every hour that he remained a member. After the saloons, what? The title assigned me would indicate that something had gone wrong. After all, the saloon has flourished in Montana ever since white men settled in this state. Even the present mayor of Butte City, viewing with tearful eye the passing of an institution to which he was such a good friend, informs the public that without the saloon we will descend into financial chaos. No, quite the opposite. I argue that after the saloon, it will be a better day for labor. The man with the bucket who paid $6 million a year in Butte saloons will still have that money, but he will now spend it in the pursuit of happiness, comfort, enjoyment, education, and family recreation. After the saloon, what? Nothing. It never had a legitimate place in our American life. But this is not to say there should not be social clubs where discussions on all topics might be had, some creature comforts provided, perhaps occasional lectures by noted people. But bear in mind, the saloon is gone. Farewell to the saloon. Two women, giving their names as Mrs. Morbay and Miss Hill, were arrested at 340 South Wyoming last evening. Several barrels of beer and a quantity of whiskey were discovered in their cellar. Members of the party, surprised in the raid, showed evidence of intoxication. The two women were charged with bootlegging. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.